Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogg says...
Adam Hogg, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogg.
Host of the Hogg and Johns podcast.
For what? The third time this season, we would say, found a way to figure out how to win. No matter what was going against them, no matter what was happening for 59 minutes of the game, find a way to win. And that's exactly what they did.
Coach, other than the kick being short, were you pleased with the... just the execution on that Mayday situation right before halftime?
Yeah, I was, Coach. I really was.
Adam Hogg.
Adam Hoagie or Hogg, excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I love this song. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And you just heard Adam Hogg's open. He is the host of the CHGO Bears coverage and the Hogan Johns podcast. And Adam joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Adam is also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Adam, we were just talking about how refreshing and sadly novel it was to hear Darnell Wright talk about how he had a defined role on the team and how he was using that to translate into his performance and understanding of the weekly plan. But that's part of this is I think the competence and just the players talking like they have a much more, I think, defined understanding of what they're doing week to week is part of the reason the Bears look so different. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good sign that you have an identity and you have a core, belief that you have established, that you know that you can mold every week, which is really what Ben Johnson wants to do, right? So once you establish kind of who you are and what it is that you do well, then that's where you can get into your bag of tricks a little bit more or have this specialty formation or, you know, the game plans when they come in on a Tuesday night and you get it sent to you as a player, your head's not spinning because you kind of have the foundation of everything you already know what to do. And so now you can spend that time on that Tuesday night before you get all the installs on Wednesday to kind of go through, okay, this is new. Otherwise, if you don't have that, then you're spending almost all your time just kind of catching up and trying to find work on what your core identity is. And I feel like that's where the Bears have been stuck for, I mean, really going back to Matt Nagy, honestly, where, you know, you're in year three and you're still talking about what your identity is supposed to be. I think that's an underrated thing that Ben Johnson has accomplished here very quickly. I mean, there's still ways to go with this offense, obviously, but I think they have successfully halfway through the season found what their identity is. And to me, that really starts with the running game. And that turnaround has been really remarkable since the bye week.
We're talking to Adam Hogue, and our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Adam, I love this conversation we're about to have because you're a special teams coach, quite literally, at Carmel Catholic. I'm excited to get out there, watch your game against St. Charles North tomorrow night. The weather could be tricky there. We've had nothing but special teams talk about the Bears, and now we understand the Giants are going to have yet another kicker. So special teams could come into big play in this game. How do you see it all shaking out?
Yeah, Marshall, we're excited to have you out tomorrow night. I hope wherever you are calling the game from is nice and covered.
Top of the press box.
Okay,
they are
in the elements.
Not covered. All right.
Wait, you guys are seated on the roof of the press?
That is where they're telling us we're going to be.
You're the big time, man. You have made it. Yes.
Jeez.
All right. Well, to be honest, I don't have that much sympathy because I'll be down there on the sidelines all covered up, although I'll probably be moving a little bit more than you are.
Yes.
So we'll get the blood flow going, which is good. Yeah. So, look, this is, we're going to feel it tomorrow night. I think the temperatures are going to drop even more into Sunday morning. It seems like the precipitation should stop, but here's what's not going to stop and will probably get worse. The wind. Based on what I'm seeing here, the wind is going to be a factor on Sunday at Soldier Field. And that's where this kicking situation, first of all, the Bears have their own kicking issues, right? I mean, they're going to go with Cairo Santos, but it's just starting to feel like maybe he's a little bit on the bubble there and needs to have a strong week. So he'll be dealing with the wind. Now, of course, the advantage he has is he's used to kicking in Soldier Field. He's been kicking there for a long time. They're able to go down there during the week and get those kicks in. What's happening in New York right now is huge, with Brian Daboll just in the last hour saying that Graham Gano is probably not going to be able to go, and he's been dealing with a couple different injuries this year. When he got hurt early in the year, I'm forgetting that guy's name off the top of my head, that Irish kicker that came in out of nowhere. He had that awful game in Denver that cost him that crazy
Baldy
game.
Baldy McPherson, I believe is his name.
That is not the previous Giants.
Oh my goodness.
That's a different guy that's a different Irish guy who lives in New Jersey.
Jude McCatney.
Yeah, that's right.
McAtamney.
Yeah.
What?
McAtamney. Jude McAtamney.
What?
McAtamney?
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, that's the name
of the kicker. That's the actual kicker.
That's the real guy. Baldy McPherson is.
Yeah.
Grody and I went pretty deep on it.
I like the Baldy talk, though.
Baldy McPherson.
It's actually Baldy McPherson.
Just out of nowhere.
All right. Well, here's what matters. The real kicker for the Giants this week is Younghoe Koo, who's been in this league for a while, but was with the Falcons for 7 years, lost his job earlier this year. He kind of had a shaky 2024. They got fed up with him after week one. They cut him loose. The Giants did something similar to the Bears did. They added him to the practice squad, similar to the Bears adding Jake Moody to their practice squad. And the thing about Younghoe Koo, he's been kicking in Atlanta all these years. That's an indoor stadium. Well, they have a roof that opens, but it's warmer. There's not as many elements in that stadium, obviously. And kicking in the NFC South, you're not going to have as much experience kicking in elements, cold weather, windy days like Soldier Field, one of the toughest places to kick. So theoretically, you would think the Bears have an advantage in the kicking game on Sunday, but it's been shaky. Special teams have been shaky, and it does feel like if they can't get this figured out, guys, soon, this is you keep screwing around with special teams, you're bound to lose a game like this that you're not supposed to lose at some point.
Adam, by the way, a lot of us were asking why the Bears didn't look into Younghoe Koo. I'm glad you brought him up because that was a name that a lot of us were talking about earlier when he was available.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been a solid kicker in the league. I don't think he's necessarily been dominant. I was looking at his numbers, before I came out with you guys. Last year was really rough for him. I guess they're similar situations, him and Jake Moody. I like the idea of sort of betting on the upside of Jake Moody, who's still young, who I believe has a bigger leg than Koo does. So I get what they did. And also, I mean, I realize the kicking situation has probably made fans feel uneasy, and maybe that's even an understatement at this point, but you could still do a lot worse than Cairo Santos right now. And if they, I still don't think it's necessarily time to bail on Cairo Santos. It does make you nervous, some of these longer field goals with the lower trajectory that he requires. That being said, guys, I mean, you can't have Ryan Bates get pushed back like 3 to 4 yards, which is what happened on that field goal that got blocked. Mm. I mean, they kind of triple teamed him, and he probably needs a little bit more help from Darnell Wright to his right and Durham Smythe to his left. But you just got to hold your ground better than that, and it barely got tipped. So if you can just – the protection up front needs to be better too. They got to know, hey, our kicker kicks it a little bit lower. Like, man up and get these blocks too. At the same time. You can't be pushed backwards 3 yards on a field goal. It can never happen.
Adam, first of all, this segment with Adam Hogue is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. That is correct. We're talking about the Bears' run game and how it could be heavily used this week. Another good reason would be to avoid the pass rush of Brian Burns. How would you characterize like how good Brian Burns is relative to the top pass rushers in the league, and how much attention should he command from the Bears' offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, wow, those are two good questions put together, because, you know, the numbers show that he's, you know, leads the league in sacks. He's definitely somebody you got to be worried about. That being said, he's kind of he's a different type of rusher where it's not necessarily like the elite quickness and the twitchiness that like a Micah Parsons is going to bring. Or even a Max Crosby, who's just so good at timing up snaps and getting in the backfield quickly. So, I want to be careful because I mean, he's obviously really, really good. I guess my point is, like, I think he's a little bit easier to slow down with a good game plan of just even chips. I don't even know, like, double teams would probably be even better, but if you could just chip him, I think that sometimes that's probably going to be enough. And you might even be able to handle him one-on-one better. Now, that being said, like, when I drew this whole game up on the whiteboard on that side of the ball, and I'm like, okay, I a couple things I really like about this matchup for the Bears offense. One, Giants have struggled to stop the run. Well, the Bears not only have been running the ball really, really well, but now Menunga's going and Swift's coming back. Mm-hmm. Like, they should really have a two-headed monster here and continue to keep that run game going. Also, the Giants play a lot of single high safety coverage, and Caleb Williams, to his credit, has been shredding that. So there's a couple of things here just from a matchup thing that I really, really like. But I'm also looking at it from the Giants standpoint. I'm going, all right, well, where am I going to attack this offense? And I'm looking at Theo Benedict. Theo Benedict's been, I think, really good in the run game, and I really like his fundamentals in the pass game. I think he gets back and quick sets really, really well, and his fundamentals are mostly impressive enough that as young as he is and as raw as he is, you can work with this and mold with this and get him better and better and better. But that's still, to me right now, if I'm attacking this defensively, the weak link, especially if I have Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter basically coming off the bench right now, you know, their top draft pick. So that's where I'd be attacking. So meanwhile, if I'm Ben Johnson, bring more tight end help. Maybe you go heavy sets with Ozzie Trapillo more to help him out, like whatever it is. And as you pointed out, just run the ball. I mean, running the ball is a great way to shut down a pass rush too. And I think the Bears should be able to do that enough that they can contain Brian Burns.
We're talking to Adam Hogue, the host of the CHGO Bears and Hogue and Johns podcast. And Adam, don't think that I didn't see it. You and was it Mark Carman? Carm?
Yeah, absolutely. Carm.
Of course it was.
Who else would it be?
Of course. So you and that sneaky Carm were talking to Tyson Bajan.
And
he is. He's sneaky with his humor.
He's a sneaky Carm.
He is. So let's listen to the discussion that you two had with Tyson Bajan about the name of the play that he was involved in to get a touchdown.
So let's talk about that. Did it have a name?
Baby Daddy. Yeah, Baby Daddy. Yeah, the birth of my daughter 2 weeks ago, and then
that's awesome.
And then we played Baltimore the week after she was born, and then that game went how it went. Go home that Tuesday night. I get the install sent to me. I see the personnel says 11 bag. I'm like, oh, snap. It's about time. But, yeah, I was thinking the same thing you were thinking. At some point, they got to get their money's worth. it was exciting. And Ben doesn't play about those plays throughout the week. If he's got a specialty play that he puts in and we execute it throughout the week, if it doesn't look good, he scratches it. So I was itching for that one to look good in practice. It did. And then for that to carry on to the execution in game, it felt good. I mean, when you only got one play, it's like, that'll make or break my whole week. If that play doesn't go right, I'm ready to leave right there. if it does go right, you know, now I feel like the man again. So it was good.
You have one job, right?
So. But Baby Daddy is so good. Number one, we wanted to make sure that was the name. And then number two, if that was the name, nobody is telling me that White House wasn't the play against the Cowboys dedicated to the reference to the 90s Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, hey, they're getting creative with the names. Lenny June Bajent, born October 20th.
Aww.
You know, congrats to Tyson.
Congratulations.
And the Bajent family on that one. And a cool ode to, you know, name the play Baby Daddy as well. But, you know, the play was in jeopardy because we saw Colson Loveland run the route right down the middle of the field. That was supposed to be Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet gets hurt earlier in the game, and Tyson also told us in that interview he was just kind of assuming the play wouldn't get run at that point. But they, because Cole was the one who ran it in practice all week, so they had to kind of, what basically what they did was, Colson, you got to go in there, you're going to line up at left tackle, which is not normal. Remember, because Theo Bennett lined up with Bajent over to the right, split out wide.
Yes.
So Colson Loveland was basically an eligible left tackle on the play, and they said, line up here, run straight to the goal line, which is why if you look at the covers, there's two safeties that kind of run with him late. They completely lost him off the snap. I mean, there's an alternate universe where Colson Loveland could have turned around after 1 second, and before Caleb even throws it to Bajent, he could have just flipped it right over the line to Colson, and he might still be running. But obviously, he didn't practice the play during the week. That was supposed to be Cole Kmet. So they said, just run deep. He looks like he's wide open, but in reality, because of what they told him, he's running straight into two safeties over the top. So that's why Tyson turned that throw down and instead threw it across to Caleb. They still picked up 20 yards, which was a great play. Fun play overall. I hope we get more of these and more stories like this. It's always fun to break down plays like this in the aftermath and kind of get the story behind them. It's one of the fun things about football, and it usually only happens when teams are winning and playing well. So we got that going for the Bears right now.
We appreciate that unearthed information as we talk with Adam Hogue here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. This segment with Adam Hogue brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Yeah.
It's catchy.
Yes, it
catchy
is. I got to say, it's a catchy jingle.
Love.
Adam, I want to ask you about this game because we came off the top rope in the first segment of this program. You can go back and listen to that on the Rewind feature in the Odyssey app if you would like. But we said the Bears are going to win this game. And so I want you to counter and tell me how the Giants would win this game based on what you know about specifically the running game of the Bears. We know Ben Johnson's not going to play around with this matchup. They need this win to get to 6-3. How do the Giants win this game?
Well, the boring answer would be turnovers, right? You don't force them, and then all of a sudden the Bears do what they really haven't been doing a whole lot of, which is turn the ball over. So that can kind of that can always change a game, and typically is the reason why teams that are heavy underdogs, and I don't know if the Giants are a heavy underdog, it's 4.5, but that's how teams end up flipping this. But beyond just the takeaway situation, you know, I still think they're going to find ways to score points, the Giants, that is. You know, the Bears' defense right now is, I would call, shaky in the secondary. Jackson Dart has lit a spark under this Giants offense. They have still been able to put up points most of these weeks. They went into Denver, and it seemed like that game was over, and they had scored a bunch of points on a good defense. Now, they don't have Cam Scataboo anymore, but, you know, there's guys like Darius Slayton and Wandale Robinson, who, if you don't take them seriously, can beat you deep. So I do think that the Giants are going to be able to find the end zone two or three times in this game. And then to me, the other X factor is, and I think the good news for the Bears is, this seems to be the emphasis this week. If last week it was the penalties and all the pre-snap things they're trying to clean up, this week it's special teams. And, you know, they have Gunnar Olszewski, who's a good returner, both punt and kick returner. Bears got to get that cleaned up, and I alluded to this earlier. If you don't get that cleaned up, it is just sort of like the law of averages in the NFL, that you are going to have a game where you're a comfortable favorite and you blow it on special teams. You're not going to be able to come out of many games in the NFL saying, hey, we lost the game on defense, we lost the game on special teams, but we still won the game in the final score. That's what happened last week in Cincinnati, but boy, was it dicey, and basically needed a miracle finish at the end to get it done. And so I think that's why you got to take this Giants team very, very seriously. I tend to think the Bears are going to win comfortably, but I'm not ruling out a situation where all those bad things I just brought up happen, especially if we throw in the wind and maybe some of the weather.
Yeah, it's true. And they're still the Bears. So we have to keep that factored in as well. Yeah, Bears. Adam Hoge, always a good time to talk to you. Thanks for chiming in. And thanks for sharing the baby daddy news with Tyson Bagent with the people. Congratulations to Tyson Bagent.
Thanks, Adam.
Absolutely. Yep. Have a great weekend. Yep. Marshall, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Towel off Carm, too. Towel him off.
And good luck tomorrow. That's going to be a fun game. That was Adam Hoge. Of course, he joins us every week here on what is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Coming up next, Tiki Barber is joining us. Does the man need an introduction? Giants running back, All-Pro, 3-time Pro Bowler, and the host of Evan and Tiki on WFAN. He will talk Giants with us next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tiki Barber, look at the move. What? Across the 40, inside Tiki Barber, all the way inside the 30-yard line.
Barber bounces off the tackle on the outside. Touchdown!
And you know what? If he's going to hand it off every time and get this result, you'll see a lot more of him. Tiki Barber, 72 yards. Gone!
Barber runs right. Finds his way through a hole to the 40, 35, 30. Barber to the 20. Being chased from behind to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Tiki Barber!
Over 200.
50 yards!
Those highlights courtesy of our next guest, the 10-year NFL veteran, the former Giants running back, first-team All-Pro, 3-time Pro Bowler, and now one of us, hosting Evan and Tiki on WFAN. We go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Tiki Barber joining us. Tiki, thanks for coming on.
How are you guys? You guys trying to motivate Kyle Manungai to have a big day like this weekend?
Yeah, you know what? How much, I mean, Rutgers, obviously, so adjacent to New York. How familiar were you with his career prior to him getting into the NFL?
Oh, very familiar. We live in New Jersey, so we're only about 40 miles away from Rutgers. So his exploits with Cosciano down there were well known. But it's interesting when I watch him on tape, I feel like they're running an old school offense. You see a lot of inside zone. You see Caleb Williams under center, which I think is beneficial for running backs for vision and cutback lanes. Mm-hmm. And I get impressed, even though he's the opponent, watching their run game. It's been spectacular.
I have a question for you, Tiki, about that specifically. When you look at their run game, what do you expect Ben Johnson, knowing how he used the two running backs in Detroit famously, to do now that Kyle Manunga has kind of established himself as a guy that can be a workhorse? How do you see the DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga split going forward?
Yeah, no, it's interesting because they're both going to get their touches, but it's not going to be the volume like you've seen with DeAndre Swift out. But I think once he gets healthy, it gives you the same type of options that they had in Detroit. The challenge is who's hot, right? Who do you want to ride? And I think both of them have the ability to carry it 25 times a game. You just don't see it anymore in the NFL, mainly because of the atrocious nature of the position. But it's a no-lose proposition. And then you throw in the fact that Caleb Williams can scramble and pick up plenty of yardage with his by himself. It makes it very difficult to deal with their offense.
Tiki, the continuing on with the Bears' run game. We're very glad you started us off with that. Why is the Giants' defense so bad at stopping the run when you see some of the talent that is on that defensive line especially?
Well, so far, it's been a couple of things. Primarily, Dexter Lawrence isn't having the all-pro seasons that we're used to seeing him have. He's only made one second-team all-pro, but he's always been dominant in the middle, commanding double teams and being stout. He's getting pushed around a little bit this year. And when you think about the rest of the construction of that defensive line, from Kayvon Thibodeau to Brian Burns, who's having an unbelievable year with 11 sacks on the season already, and then the rookie Abdul Carter, it's built for pass rushing and not necessarily run stopping. And I think what happens is that when you get behind in games, you get eager and urgent to try to get to quarterbacks as opposed to being fundamentally sound, and you're just making mistakes. I think lastly, and these are all excuses, the linebacking core has been decimated a little bit. You know what I mean? It's just Bobby Okereke is not at the height that he was a couple of years ago, and we lost one of our starters at the beginning of the year, and it's just young and vulnerable. And teams have been taking large advantage of it over the last couple of weeks.
We're happy to talk to Tiki Barber, of course, the former Giants running back, and also now the host of Evan and Tiki on WFAN joining us. And Tiki, I'm glad you brought up the old school nature of the offense that we've seen out of the Bears. They run out of I formation more often than I thought they were going to. And the cutback lanes, especially by DeAndre Swift, I think are something that have been really noticeable. You know, how do you see all of that kind of functioning together?
Well, I think it's football changed. It evolved over the last decade or so, and it's mainly because of the explosive plays that they're generating in the pass game. And unfortunately, just like with baseball, analytics has started to take over. And when you think about, you know, expected points or average yards per game, when you throw the football, you double your expected points per play. And the best way to make big 20-yard plays is through the air. And as a result, you see wide receivers become, you know, highly paid in this league. You've seen quarterbacks become the most important thing in this league. But there is still a way to do it if you have explosiveness in your run game. And that's what the Bears have been able to do with DeAndre Swift and this run attack. It's we can get 15, 18-yard gains on the ground. We don't always have to put it in the air to do what other teams have to use wide receivers and quarterbacks to do. And so I think it's old school in that regard, and I appreciate it because that's how we used to run offense, you know, back in my era. You just don't see it very often. I think the Eagles were probably the most recent example that were able to do it that way. We saw it all last year with Saquon Barkley having that monster year rushing for 2,000 yards, and it was big play after big play after big play, and not all of it came in the run in the pass game.
Tiki Barber joining us here on Raheem Harrison Grody, the former Giants running back legend. And listen, Tiki, Caleb Williams has so much attention on him right now because we're wondering about his development and whether or not he can be the type of franchise player that you played with Eli Manning winning two Super Bowls.
Right.
What have you seen and what have you maybe liked, not liked about his development here in year two, learning a brand new offense under Ben Johnson?
Yeah, so I'll start with that because we've often said, and this is just the talking heads, if you fire your coach and offensive coordinator and throw a young quarterback into a new system, you're going to ruin him. You don't have a chance to figure. He doesn't have a chance to figure it out. He's going to get stunted, and then by the time you got to decide on the fifth year option, you're not going to know. It's all become talk about how quarterbacks get ruined. But I think the college game and the transfers that so many of these kids go through, Caleb Williams being one, as we all know, going to USC. It's prepared them in a unique way to get a completely different scheme, understand it, process it, and go be successful in it. And so I think the firing of Matt Eberflus last year, in a lot of people's mind, they thought it was going to stunt his growth. But I think it actually – you had to make the right decision to get the right player or right coach here to get him right. And I think what Ben Johnson has done has coached mistakes out of him. And you see it more now this year than you did last year, where if something looks wrong, it's broken, or he doesn't fix it at the line of scrimmage, he always has the option to create with his legs. And I think that's how you make a young quarterback successful. Just have him have success. Think about Josh Allen up in Buffalo. He wasn't setting the world on fire, throwing the ball around the gridiron, but he found success by using his legs and by extending plays and extending drives and scoring points, and eventually all that other stuff came on board. And I think that's the path you have to take with young quarterbacks, and Caleb is showing that so far this year.
We got to break into our interview with Tiki Barber with a little bit of breaking news here. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. TJ Edwards had surgery on his broken hand, which the Bears will club up.
Ugh.
So now we know what he's going to look like when he's on the field. Yeah, Tiki, you know.
He's going to look like a badass, isn't he, Tiki?
He's also still dealing with a hamstring issue that's bothered him all year. Sounds like he will not play Sunday, but he will avoid injured reserve. So, yeah, Tiki, you're experiencing this with us, too.
You ever been clubbed?
Right. I mean, I broke my forearm, and so they didn't have to club it, but they put a carbon graphite shield, so it was thin and lightweight, but it still hurt like hell. So it's just you can put all the padding you want on it; it's gonna be cumbersome. The challenge with the club hand is that you can't.
Oh no, we lost Tiki.
There you are. Sorry, we lost you for a second.
You broke up there for a second. You said the challenge with the club hand is what?
You can't tackle, really. You can't grasp. And so you end up having to body into people and hope that you're powerful enough to knock a guy over. And it's just – that's really challenging. But, I mean, he's such a good player. You want to keep his body on the field and his mind on the field.
Well, and now no TJ Edwards for Sunday, it sounds like. So that might help the Giants a bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tiki. I honestly, objectively, even though like we all like to see Bears wins around here, I objectively am upset that we're not going to get to see Cam Scadaboo or Malik Nabers. I'm upset for the Giants.
Right.
And here's my question about that. How are Giants fans handling what's going on with the Giants this year? Are they taking that into account? And how much does Saquon Barkley thriving, Daniel Jones thriving, affect the opinions these days of New York Giants fans? And I realize that was a loaded question, but you get the calls every day, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. I think the Saquon and the Daniel Jones stuff, the thriving, even Xavier McKinney, even though he's hurt now, but all it's become a past narrative, and it's only because of Jackson Dart.
Okay.
It's only because the Giants have found in their, we think, our future at quarterback, and it just gives you hope. The loss of Cam Scadaboo, who was the energy of the team, I mean, really the guy that everybody picked up their cues from, and they're missing that right now. Malik Nabers was a big play threat, which they're missing right now. And so you take Jackson's success, and you only think of the future. You're not thinking about the past so much anymore. The thing that you're worried about, though, is the coaching staff. right? This is legitimately a hot seat season for Daves and his staff. And things haven't been – you kind of feel the writing on the wall, but you don't want to acknowledge it because you're so excited about Jackson Dart, if that makes sense.
No, it does. So, you guys are all about the development of a quarterback. That's a great way to live. Right.
We can identify with that.
Yeah, but no, I get it.
I was going to say, it was exactly what you guys went through last year. I mean, I called one of your games last year for CBS, and I remember thinking, man, I don't know if Matt Eberflus is the right coach for this team. is exciting as hell. And so it was – where you were last year is where we are right now.
Okay.
Tiggy, what were did you get that opinion when you're in those conference calls and you got to talk to the other coaches just to kind of get the background information?
Yeah, no, right. It just, well, part of it was, like, I think a head coach these days has to be two things. One of two things. He either has to be a hell of a motivator. Like, I'm running through the wall for you. I love you, dude. You know, I want you to be the godfather of my kid. Or he's got to be smart as hell and create schemes, whether it's offensive or defense. Mostly it's the offense. Create schemes that just almost guarantee success. And then it's on the athletes to go thrive in that. This is what Kyle Shanahan does, right? He schemes things open. And so Chris McCaffrey is running free. Like, how the hell did he get free? And he uses his athletic ability to make a huge play. I think Sean McVay is the same way. And so when I used to go into those meetings, I would be waiting for that, right? I can see the skiing, but I was waiting for the motivating thing.
Did he give you a nickname? Did he nickname you?
He didn't.
Okay.
He didn't, but I didn't feel it with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain guys,
yeah,
you just feel it. Yeah. Like, Jim Harbaugh is weird as hell. You guys know this. He is weird.
But he's good.
But he's good. And you're like, dude, I love this guy.
No, it totally makes sense. And Tiki, you would know, having, of course, played in the league for 10 years. Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun to talk to you. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tiki.
Appreciate you guys. Be well.
That's Tiki Barber. Of course, you know him from being a former New York Giant. And also, now he's the host of Evan and Tiki on WFAN.
You ever been clubbed?
Poor Tiki was dealing with, I think, driving with the Bluetooth interference a little bit.
Just
there.
A little bit.
Tiki was fresh out of the airport, so we appreciate him jumping on.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That wasn't him driving. That was car service.
Thank you, Tiki.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
A lot of fan influence around. There's an employee of WFAN that's wandering the hallways here today. Tiki coming on the show. So I love when New York and Chicago come together. It's really beautiful.
They're our sister station.
They are our sister station. That is correct.
If Eberflus made Tiki a nickname, would it be
Barbs?
Hey, Torch.
Well, it can't.
Hey, Tiki Torch.
It can't be Tiki, which is kind of the idea. He likes a little E on the end. So what do you do?
Tiksy, Barbs.
Can't be Barbie.
Barbie.
Nah,
I like that.
Nah.
Come here, Barbie.
Come here, Barbs.
Let's go, Barbie.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
There you go. I don't know.
I
bet he's not seen Dumb and Dumber, though. That doesn't seem like Matt Eberflus humor.
What? I think he has a sense of humor. Who hasn't seen Dumb and Dumber?
Just a documentary on his life.
Oh, come on. Robbie.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we're defending Eberflus now?
15-yard penalty.
It's just, I never liked the way... I never liked the way he got fired. I didn't like that he had to talk to the media that day. I thought that was not okay. Like, there's a certain amount of dignity and grace that people deserve.
Right.
So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Come here, Torchy.
Wow.
Torchy.
Stop.
Torchy, Tiki, how's your brother? All right.
Torchy's is a taco chain.
You got a twin called Twin.
That I love.
Twin.
In Austin. Coming up next, it is halftime.
Not Torchy.
We'll suss out the nicknames. And we have something for you next.
Oh, really? You ever been clubbed?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
This is halftime. We've had a lively discussion here on Raheem Harrison Grody about, number one, we think the Bears are going to beat the Giants. But we got the news, by the way, Patrick Finley telling us that it doesn't look like TJ Edwards is going to play Sunday and that his hand is wrapped up in a club. He said the Bears will club it up. And I just think of like so many references to like songs, you know, from the 2000s, like Tiki Barber was just on. His era and the club up is like kind of like how that works together. But it sounds like he will not play Sunday, TJ Edwards. He will avoid injured reserve, though. That's the latest report. We also talked about what Darnell Wright had to say. Not only does he not have a horn, so he can't be a unicorn, according to him.
Poor little fella.
But also just the functioning discussion coming out of the Bears locker room and how people understand their roles better. And that results in wins above replacement for Ben Johnson. We also had Adam Hoge on to talk about many things, including the play involving Tyson Bagent called Baby Daddy. So congratulations to Tyson Bagent on having a baby.
It's halftime.
We have a follow-up here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Let's flash back to the fateful day where Robbie got to interview Josh Giddey. And Robbie said, "What's up, King?" And then he proceeded to ask him about being a long-haired hooper and how Giddey keeps his hair out of his face while he's able to ball. And apparently Giddey said that this is a common topic that comes up, but his sister is the one who helps him out with the hair product. Well, the Bulls heard your question, Robbie.
Heard.
And they have something for you. This is courtesy of Josh Giddey, his sister, and the Bulls.
What is this?
Whoa.
What do we have here?
What do God. What do ye have for us today?
No way. I got the hair product. Let's go. Uh-oh. I'm running out, too, so hell yeah.
Is there a note? Is there a note?
There's a
read
note.
The note. Yeah. Hold it up for the camera.
There's
right
a
here,
note.
Robbie.
There's a note.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Here's a note. No way.
Oh, boy.
Robbie, for keeping the flow fresh this season, Josh Giddey and the Bulls. Hell yeah.
Whoa.
Josh
Giddey,
that's why
card?
You're actually the best.
I'm going to go down there and see Robbie right now. He might be overwhelmed. I'll be right back.
You're going to go check on him? Throw that headset, Hawk. Go get out
wow.
there.
Josh,
that,
Joshki, this is why you're the best, and because of this hair, that's why he's averaging a triple-double and will be averaging, and that's why he will be an all-NBA player by the end of the year and an all-star.
Robbie, you're doing okay.
What is the product? Can you tell us what the product is?
Yeah, what's the product called?
He's gotten a hug from Mark Brody.
M-U-K, raw muck, styling mud. I got to take a whiff of this. Hold on real quick.
Is it Australian?
It's got to be.
What, spell it again, Robbie?
M-U-K.
M-U-K, raw muck.
That doesn't sound like a hair product.
They won't let me open
it.
Oh, God, this is expensive if they won't let me open it.
I love it.
Robbie is opening the hair product that Josh Giddey and the Bulls gave him.
Take a whiff of that.
What does it smell like?
Smells Australian is what it smells.
Smells like a triple-double.
Like a kangaroo.
Yeah, this is fancy smelling right here.
Well, I guess I have to put it in my hair.
Does it smell like something else? Is it eucalyptus scented if we're speaking of Australia? Like, what is it?
I can't put my finger on it. We're going to pass it around, and everyone can describe it for themselves.
Take a little dab. Put a little bit of your beard. Let's see how it looks, Ray. Yeah,
we're all
going
to get a
there.
Whiff of the Josh Giddey hair product.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how kind of the Bulls and Josh Giddey to
Thanks,
give you
Bulls.
This hair product that Josh Giddey uses. That was not the goal of the interview. Robbie was not trying to get this hair product. He's applying the product now through his hair with his fingers.
It looks like a...
How does it feel?
A thing of ranch dressing.
Now, this thing is thick, and I understand now why his hair is so firm, because, my God, this stuff is
really
thick.
It's like a citrusy smell.
It smells unbelievable.
I'm going to pass this to Marshall to see.
Thank you to the Chicago Bulls. Thank you, Josh Giddey. You gained a fan for life. Even though the Pistons are my team, now this is my side team, potentially major main team. So thank you very much.
What are you talking about? What have the Pistons given you?
Love, warmth,
have you gotten to interview any of your faves on the Pistons?
I have not.
Okay, so it sounds to me like a new favorite has entered the chat.
Hey, Robbie, remind me what happened when the Pistons opened the season?
That was an L because of one Josh Giddey right here in that hair product, that muck.
This smells delicious. You know what it smells like? Is like bubble gum. Like really
It is
good.
Like a mix of like citrus and bubble gum.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
like,
it is.
Oh, you know what it smells like? Juicy fruit.
Kinda. It's in that.
It's going to move you?
Yeah,
the taste is going to move
you. It's like juicy fruit meets, what's the other?
Juicy fruit is based off
one?
Of jackfruit.
Bubble tape?
Did you know that?
Bubble tape, yeah.
Jackfruit is a crazy looking fruit if you've ever seen it in whole at the grocery store.
What's it called?
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit?
Yeah, that is the basis for the juicy fruit gum
flavor. Oh, you want this back, Ray? Ray just standing
That's
here
really cool.
For it.
I can't believe they sent you the hair product.
It's very,
that's so nice.
It's sticky, really sticky. You could tell that's the firm hold.
Well,
right
I was debating getting a haircut this weekend, but now I can't. Like,
no.
I have to keep the flow
no
and then I like, have to keep it going. And with the mustache, if I put that to my mustache,
By the way,
You look like the hair looks very like a. It looks like it's from a time in a. You look like a movie character right now. You slicked it back, and it's very like. Thick and black.
You know what movie it is?
What?
The Muppets.
No.
You are. I Beaker. Still no, don't this, get this no. Beaker thing you're trying to sell.
I think he looks like Beaker from The Muppets.
That is not a compliment. You call me Beaker?
He doesn't have a mustache.
It's not just not a compliment. It's a horrible insult.
I feel like Beaker
First
on
I look
a regular
like Danny
basis.
Parkins. Now I look like Beaker?
You're
oh
good
my
looking
God.
Danny Parkins.
You do not look like Beaker.
Yeah, where did you get that? Does he have like a
he's
square face
and long?
And his hair is sticking straight up?
He's skinny and long.
Do you
and he's
know
very,
who Beaker
like, straight
is?
Up.
Beaker literally has the biggest nose I've ever seen on a Muppet.
No, Beaker, that's Gonzo. Everybody knows Gonzo has the
Beaker's
biggest nose.
Beaker's facial expressions, though, and his general
That's
being,
what I'm...
His resting
yes.
face
Beaker,
is
no,
terror.
Yes, that's me. Like, the anxiety and the terror all the time.
He's seen a lot from
I feel,
the professor.
I feel Beaker.
A couple of quick
Sometimes
facts.
Animal.
Go ahead. Hit me, right.
Quick muck USA facts. Cruelty-free... Aussie born, globally available.
See?
So there you go. M-U-K, USA.
It is Australia.
Yeah.
It is well.
Australian for beer.
Robbie's a little too hyped
Robbie
right
is
now.
Showing the note now to our Twitch chat. Isn't that nice? Oh,
Big
he
win.
Autographed it.
Literally
oh
autographed
God.
Are you framing that? What are you doing?
I'm 100% framing this.
Okay.
Now I just need to get a Giddey jersey, and that I can put this together. This is literally so nice. I can't thank the Bulls so much, and that's why they're winning so
I don't want to ever hear about your main team again. Your new main team is the Bulls.
No, I think the Bulls are probably my main team now.
Did, did they also write, P.S. Marshall doesn't know what he's talking about?
Yeah, that is on the
about
back, too.
About what?
Beaker.
Everything.
Josh Giddey.
Everything.
All you guys did was fight over Josh Giddey last year.
I said, no, time out. The only thing I said about Josh Giddey is don't outbid No one for Josh Giddey.
That was your third timeout, by the way. Just so you know,
he was
right about the revisionist history.
Marshall was right about the Josh Giddey thing with the price.
Like, let's remember Patrick Williams. Okay.
815 has very important Muppets news. Snuffleupagus also a big nose. You are correct, 815.
Snuffleupagus isn't a Muppet. He's from Sesame Street. That's a different universe.
And isn't
like Marvel DC?
They're Muppets.
No. Well, it might be a Muppet, but it is Sesame Street. It's totally Sesame Street. By the way, is Snuffleupagus transparent these days? Like, can people see?
Yes, we can see Snuffleupagus.
Because when we were
now.
Children, you couldn't see Snuffleupagus, but I think it messed with people's heads like mine.
Not only
years.
Can you see him, he played music when he walked up, remember? It was like a little like.
Oh, yeah, the boom, boom, boom.
Hey, bird.
Right? He always say, hey, bird.
What, Ray?
Hey, Robbie, anybody ever tell you you smell like Josh Giddey now?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We've you make me want to be a better Giddey.
We've taken it to another level.
Josh Giddey! I love you!
The only way this gets any better is if Russ were here to make fun of you being obsessed with Josh Giddey at the game.
I want to say,
Russ is a simp. I'm not doing that.
Guys, I'm
Yo, mark that audio, please.
Write that down, Robbie.
Yeah, we gotta take that up.
Write that down.
Guys, do you see the work that is going on in the hallway? I'm watching this in real time. Guys, you guys are doing a wonderful job. They just put up a lighted score sign in the hallway, and it is fantastic.
They told me that was the rest of the budget for this year.
Oh, that's
went
it.
Into that sign.
So we're not getting our bonus this year. That Christmas bonus ain't coming for us
There's
this
a
year.
Christmas bonus?
That is
I've worked
bonus.
Here for 5 years.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
What?
Oh, what? What?
That's a 670 score sign designed by one of our amazing listeners.
Really?
No way.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. I like that.
These guys are doing fast work
talented.
Out here.
We love the mob.
I love to watch the whole process. Just things I would not have been able to do. That was great.
The name of the hair product is Muck, and it's from Josh Giddey to Robbie. Aww. XO.
M-U-K. Muck.
It works, too. It does slick your hair back quite well.
I'm literally so happy. Like, the fact that, like, this was a bit, and now the fact that he's playing well and I believed in him and this happened, I love the city of Chicago.
I wish I could smell
Maybe
like
you should be believing more Chicago pro sports teams.
I'm a Cubs guy. I'm becoming a Cubs guy. Bears, you got a long ways away.
Apparently, we've opened up quite the discourse can here on the text line regarding the Muppets and Sesame Street. So we'll get to that later. Coming up next, it's time for Five on It with a joyous Robbie. Thanks to the Chicago Bulls and Josh Giddey.
Yes, thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.